The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With the all-new Nissan Juke. The coupe crossover by Nissan. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
In the meantime, I'm delighted to say that I'm joined by Mark Kerwin. Mark is an Irishman. He's from Tipperary, but he is a police officer in Washington, D.C. People will remember we spoke to Mark in the wake of the riots and the insurrection on Capitol Hill a couple of weeks ago. And Mark, what is the atmosphere like there today in the U.S. Capitol?
How are you doing, Kieran?
Good.
It's good to hear. It's always nice when you can hear a few feet away, Madam Vice President. It's a great ring to it. A lot of people excited about the change. You know, usually there's a quarter of a million people here. There's not that many today, obviously, due to social distancing and everything else. But, you know, there's a lot of people who've got a lot of hope and in their hearts and mind, hoping that this is going to be a great change.
This is hardly the biggest issue on people's minds, but what's the weather like? It looks a bit cold.
It's Baltic. There was snowflakes as I was leaving Andrews Air Force Base this morning, coming back into the capital. It was snowing, so if there's shivers in the voice, and everyone's well wrapped up.
All right. Well, listen, what's your own role today, Mark?
I'm the lead escort for President George Bush. So basically, himself and his wife Laura came to the inauguration, so I collected them at Andrews Air Force Base this morning. I was there when President Trump left, and then picked them up and drove them to the Capitol. And I'm with them at the moment, and I'll leave here and go to Arlington National Cemetery with former President Obama, Clinton, and former President Bush, and we head there for a reed-laying ceremony.
Oh, wow. How close are you to the action and all of that? I mean, did you share a word with any of these people?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like, normally when George W. is always very friendly towards law enforcement, so as soon as he got off the plane, he was over and gave me a belt on the arm from a distance with a mask on. So, yeah, they're very good. They're good people. And the same with President Obama. We got the fist bump from him as he was going in. So, We're probably about 80 feet from them now.
Well, what's that like, Mark, fella from Tip there, getting the fist pump from Barack Obama?
It's not as good as getting a fist pump from the Munster rugby team or the Tipperary hurling team, but, you know, it'll have to do for now.
It'll have to do, yeah. He's no Seamus Callanan. Is that what you told him?
That's exactly right, yeah.
we saw a lot of images over the last few days of the security and the level of security, absolutely incredible level of security around Washington, D.C. Like, it's necessary, of course, particularly after those riots and those protests on Capitol Hill. It is probably a little disheartening to see?
It's very sad to see, you know, the center of democracy in the United States, the Capitol, become a fort, you know, over a few weeks. And we're not going to see that changing too much. They've already said that they're going to leave quite a few National Guard here. There's still quite a few protests planned after the inauguration from some groups, white supremacy groups. And so we're going to have a presence here for quite some time. So the U.S. Capitol, Washington, D.C., is not going to be the same as it was before by any standard. So it is terrible to see that, you know. It's a great, for those who have been to D.C., they know it's a very, it's a great pedestrian city.
Yeah.
It's the closest to a European city you can walk around it. But there's nothing worse than walking around and seeing, you know, heavy weapons and soldiers on the corners.